Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. It's been a couple weeks since we've been here with the weather situation. Weather not a lot better tonight, but we've got a show for you here tonight as we'll be talking a lot of different sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus. We'll be talking track and field with head coach Brandon Masters and an athlete from his squad in Kevin Schultz. Northwest tennis coach Mark Rosewell's here, and he's brought a couple players along. We'll be talking tennis and also softball as the head coach of the Northwest softball team, Ryan Anderson, is with us as well. So that's all coming up on our program this evening. A lot of things going on concerning Northwest Missouri State sports. The Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams are on the road. They're in St. Charles getting ready for tomorrow's doubleheader with Lindenwood. The women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And of course, Northwest men go into this weekend's action ranked number one in the nation. So the Bearcat men's basketball team continues to play good basketball, undefeated right now at 21-0. Also, earlier today, the National Signing Day was held as Northwest Missouri State head football coach Rich Wright and his staff announced the additions of 47 signees and transfers to the Bearcat football program. There were 40 high school student athletes signed and 7 transfers coming into the program. So we break that down just a little bit. They come from 10 different states. Missouri had 18 student athletes come into the Bearcat football program, Nebraska 9, and Kansas 8. To lead the way as far as the geographic standpoint goes for those signees, and a couple from Maryville joining the Bearcat program. So that was the big news earlier today. And again, we've got a lot coming up on our program this evening. A reminder that support for the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll talk track and field. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, and joined now by Brandon Masters, the head track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State. And Brandon, another big weekend coming up on campus, another meet out at the Hughes Fieldhouse, bringing in a lot of top athletes from around the country for this event.
Yeah, it's a great meet coming up. It's our third meet at home. We feel like we got a pretty good feel of how to do it right now. And about 24 teams coming in. A little bit less volume total than the last meet that we had. Still a big turnout, a little bit higher quality. We limited some of the entries to really get a little bit more quality as we head into the MIAAs.
I also understand that we've also been on the road some and at some of the other meets where the word's out that you guys are running pretty good meet and running off some better meets than some that have had facilities for a number of years here.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we want people to be excited about coming to Maryville and being part of our track and field meets, and we, because of that, we did have to limit some of the entries. entries overall. You know, we really don't want to host a meet that lasts 12, 13 hours long like some of the ones that we've gone to. You know, it's good to have people come in, spend the night, have a great meet, and still be home safely, you know, a decent time.
And let's just kind of talk about your team up to this particular point, and what's been some of the highlights, too, of the indoor season for you?
Well, you know, I think the big thing is the kids continue to buy in and believe in what we're doing, and it shows. You know, we're now ranked in the country the last 3 weeks in a row, and you know, as we head into the MIAA, we're getting performances around new people, but we're also getting performances around the guys that have been around, and personal bests are coming every week for those kids, and that's exciting. You know, we're starting to we're starting to line into shape and look pretty good as we head into conference championship season.
We talk about some personal best. What do you attribute that to? Is it the field house itself, or is it just the athletes themselves that are coming into this program right now?
Well, a couple things. Certainly the field house is a big deal. We can practice at a high level, consistency of training. I don't have to change my workouts every day based on what the weatherman says. You know, that's a great thing for the kids. They have a home, they come in, they practice hard, they sweat. It's nice this time of year to be inside. Two, you know, I think the training, you know, a lot of these kids haven't trained the way my program is designed to train them. And I think that's a lot with what we do in strength and conditioning. Certainly athletic training is a big part as well to keep them healthy. Yeah, we're just training hard, and we're getting performances from that.
You know, a lot of times this area has had some mild winters, it seems like, but this hasn't been one of those to where the importance of this field house really it comes into play this year in particular with the amount of snow we received, of course, the ice and the mess that we're getting this week, to where I imagine it really is even more important this year than I know this is your first year here, but in past years where a lot of times they have been able to get outside and do a few things to get ready, but this year is a little bit of a different story there.
Yeah, it is. You know, with our track, and it's not a small track, it's 300 meters, and so we can really do pretty much everything we need to do, you know, whether it's on a 400 track or the 300 is big enough to get everything done. So when we can have that consistency, we can really train at a high level.
And as far as getting ready for the conference meet, that's always kind of the optimum goal, even if you might do well in all these other meets leading up to that. But how do you make sure that the team is peaking at the proper time to get ready for the postseason here?
Well, I promise you, the kids will tell you that I haven't let off the gas. You know, we've been working really hard. Most of these meets they're going into with some soreness, certainly not peaked at all. We've had some great performances in spite of the training. You know, my goal is not to be great early, it's to be great late. And with us, we don't have a win-loss record. You know, the only one that counts is the MIAA championships. We've had some great meets, great performances, and all, but it really don't keep score until the MIAAs. So the next couple of weeks, we're really peeling off the layers, and the kids feel really, really good. We're already starting to see that now you know, with 3 weeks to go.
And, again, that's going to be another meet that's going to be right here in Maryville.
Absolutely. It's so nice. The kids get to sleep in their own beds and have a meet and compete in front of their friends and family, home crowd. You know, it's a great meet. We got a two-day meet this weekend. We will be doing multi-event and some 5K DMR stuff on Friday night. And then most of the meet will happen on Saturday from about 11 to 6:30 or so.
How many teams are coming in for this weekend?
I believe the last count was 24. Final entries just closed recently here, so I'll have to look at the total. But I believe it's 24 total teams from all divisions, JUCO, NAIA, obviously our conference, and D1 as well.
And I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past too, but besides the – what it does as far as bringing great competitors on campus and to compete against your team, but brings a lot of these to town to stay at the hotels, they eat in town and all. But it means a lot economically to the Maryville area.
Absolutely. We last count was a little over 700 athletes coming in. Most of those will be spending the night here and eating our restaurants and filling the hotels. So that's pretty exciting. They'll be here all day on Saturday, all day on most of the day on Friday as well. Hopefully they spend a lot of money while they're here.
That sounds good. Now, after that's over with, you guys aren't going to rest too much on Sunday. I understand you've got a special event coming up for our youth in the area to maybe learn a little bit about indoor track and field and go inside the youth field house.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's a completely open meet. So if you're 6 or 70, you want to compete, come on out. We had one earlier in the year, just kind of more of a trial run. This is a little bit bigger meet, but we had a lot of fun. I think kids love it. We're already set up for a meet. We just come back on Sunday, have a bunch of kids, and let them run. I think we had a 5-year-old run and some high school kids, and it's just a good time. I know our kids love it because they get to go and teach these little guys how to come out of blocks or, doing the high jump for the first time. So it's a really good opportunity for kids to try events, no pressure, a lot of fun, and it just kind of gets more people into Hughes Fieldhouse to check it out.
And if parents are listening or the kids are listening here and they want to compete in this event on Sunday, what time do they need to show up and what do they need to bring with them, if anything?
Yeah, entries are through Direct Athletics, and you can find information on that through the athletics page. There is an article about that, and you just get onto Direct Athletics, create a free profile, and enter into the meet. And those entries will be open through Saturday. So there's a lot of time to still enter. And if you want to throw the shot put or jump in the sand pit, you can sign up in a field event that morning.
All right. Well, sounds good there. And we'll be talking a little bit more across or indoor track and field here in a bit as well. But you brought along an athlete that we'll bring up here in just a bit as Kevin Schultz is with us. And just kind of talk a little bit about what he's meant to your program.
Well, Kevin's a big leader for us. You know, he's been around here for a while. And being a senior, he's got a lot of very big goals to achieve. And he's one that I felt bought in. Completely right from the beginning. The first time we sat down, just clicked, and I knew this guy was going to work hard and be a big leader for us. What he's done thus far in the year has been extraordinary. Right now he's sitting in the top 5 in the multi-event in the heptathlon in the nation. He's also sitting 3rd in the high jump as well. Conquered is a big bar that he wanted to in jumping over 7 feet. He's done it the last 2 times he's high jumped, and he's had shots at 7-3 both of those occasions, which is a big bar. You're starting talking about 7-3, and it's jumping his whole body over a really really high bar. It's hard to imagine when you see the bar in front of you.
And I imagine having somebody like that really come on board with what you're trying to do means a lot as far as leading the rest of the group here.
Absolutely. And he's not the only one. That's the nice thing is we've had so many guys buy in from freshmen to seniors. He's the guy with the biggest marks for our team. But we have so many that are really going to help this team climb the ranks in the MIAA.
All right, well, Brandon, thanks a lot for being with us on the program again tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
All right,
John.
Looks like a big weekend coming up for
it
you.
It is. Going to be fun.
Again, that is the head track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State and Brandon Masters. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Kevin Schultz and talk about his season after this point. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue to talk track and field as Kevin Schultz joins us. And Kevin, you've had a heck of a year right now, the multis and the high jump, and it must be a lot of fun right now with what you've been doing.
Yeah, honestly, it's a blast. I mean, working with Coach Masters day in and day out and the guys that I compete with, it's just a lot of fun.
How much fun is it to be able to go into the Hughes Fieldhouse and work out? I know there's been a lot of anticipation with that fieldhouse being completed, but now that it's built and you've got a chance to go in, work out, as well as being a couple meets there, just talk about the experience of going into this place and performing.
It's just completely more beneficial than years past, just because in years past we'd have to train outside. And, I mean, with weather, the winter we're having right now, that would not be ideal to train in. But getting inside every day is definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, I know in the past, some of the winters have been, even though it's not been fun, it have been relatively mild where you can do a few things outside, but that's just not been the case this year.
No, for sure not.
And right now, just kind of talk about on the high jump side, as Coach mentioned, been able to clear that 7-foot barrier now, and what that means to you and the work you put in to get that point where you've been able to clear that mark.
Yeah, it's honestly a relief to know I could finally do it, finally clear the bar. And now we're going after bars that are even higher. So once I cleared over the 7-foot bar, it was just on to the next one. And once I get the next one, it's just a big progression leading up until MIAAs and NCAAs. And to clear the bars that are big and at the times that matter the most.
As you obviously felt that that's a mark that you've been able to clear. How much of that is physical, being able to clear that bar, and how much of it is just mentally being able to get over that?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, it's a big mental barrier to clear that bar. But at the same time, I feel like this training from this year, I'm physically stronger, physically faster, and just have developed just an idea of what I want to do with track. A lot better than what I've had in the past. So I think having those things, it just made me better as an athlete and able to clear bars like that.
What have you done differently training this year, maybe opposed to past years?
The difference in this year is more focused on strength and conditioning, like Coach Masters said previously, and just more on the speed side of track and field, and actually hammering the things that matter in the weight room, like replicating the things we do on the track in the weight room, and that's really crucial in what we do.
Now you come to the Bearcat program out of Platte City. Just tell us a little bit about coming to Northwest, your decision to be an athlete here on the Northwest Missouri State campus, and just your experiences up to this point.
Yeah, coming to Northwest has been a blast. I mean, it's a big family atmosphere, and the culture is set around winning. I mean, they don't call it Title Town for nothing. And honestly, my goals for this year is to hopefully contribute to that. So,
well, you've got a good start right now. As you look ahead, you've some big meets ahead of you, the MIAA meet here in a few weeks. Of course, you got one this weekend, too. How do you, and talk a little bit with Coach about this, too, but how do you pace yourself through the indoor season to ensure that you're peaking at the MIAA meet and hopefully the national meet down the line?
Yeah, setting up for later on big marks in the meet is just you stay to the grind. You follow what Coach Masters says, and you work when you need to work, and you back off when you need to back off. And the big quote that Coach Masters used is PTP, preserve the pop. And so, like, next week we probably won't jump, just to preserve the pop for the MIAA meet when it matters the most.
And as you get ready for the conference meet, you've seen some of conference teams at some of the other meets at this point. What will the main competition be for you in these meets here?
UCM, they've set a standard. They're coming into our house this week, and they in their entries they posted a time of 3:13, which is a time they have not ran yet, but it's 2/10 faster than us. So it just gave us a chip on our shoulder and something we need to do and handle business and send them back out the door.
And talk a little bit about being in the multi-event here in the heptathlon and the mindset of being in something like that, that you have to be very good in a lot of different events. And how do you prepare for something, an event like that?
Being in a multi, I mean, it's a lot of fun because when you practice, it's just always something different every single day. And you don't get tired of the same old event. And in a competition, the mindset is to, once you're done with the event, you need to move on and get ready for the next event. Refocus your mind. And if you had a good event or a bad event, regardless, you still got to refocus and move on because you still got work to do.
All right. As far as the future for you, what's the future look after Northwest Missouri State?
After Northwest Missouri State, I like to stay in the track world. I'd like to coach collegiately, and I plan on being a graduate assistant here under Coach Masters and learning more about what he has to do with the track and field program, and hopefully developing my own identity in it.
So have you talked to him a little bit about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, Kevin, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here tonight, and best of luck the rest of the indoor season. Then got that outdoor coming around the corner there, too.
So. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Kevin Schultz with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back. Have more for you from Carson Sports Grill right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk tennis as the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, joining us. And Mark, always good to have you with us. And when we get you on the show, that means that warmer weather should be around the corner here at some point.
Yeah, John, it should be. He's right. Man, oh, man, it's cold outside.
You know, we just talked track and field and talked about the benefits of the Hughes Fieldhouse. We'll be talking softball here in a little bit as well. And I'm sure the Hughes Fieldhouse will come up there as well. But just talk about this new facility and what it's meant to your program.
John, it's fabulous. It really is. It couldn't be any better for us. The lighting is so much better than what we had in Lampkin, and so much more room. I was really concerned about the surface we talked before, but they put in. But they put a good surface in there for us. The kids like it. You know, our hours are so much better now. We have more access to it. People are all doing their own activities, and there's no overlap or whatever, which was always the problem. And Lampkin for 35 years, and Dale Morley out there, he remembers us moving the bleachers around and all this. You know, it was what do we call that? Olympic Village. That's what we call it. Yeah, Olympic Village. But no, it's fabulous. It really is.
Well, and I know each sport lends its own challenges to what you're trying to do in Lampkin, but at some point, a little bit dangerous, too, where you have to dodge baseballs, softballs, and, of course, if you're running track, some tennis balls rolling around. I mean, it just was a case where it's got to be a lot safer for the athletes.
I couldn't tell you how many times I got hit by a baseball, and I played a lot of baseball, so I you know. But, yeah, it was dangerous, and it could put an athlete out just, you know, because, you know, it was an accident. Nobody was trying to do it, but we were just overlapping so much. So it's just incredible.
And, again, they just will help you, I imagine, as far as just being that much ahead of schedule to get ready for the mm-hmm. spring season.
Yeah, it certainly will. You know, it's going to do a lot of things as far as we're going to be ahead of where we normally are. Usually it takes us a few matches to get going and so forth, because we're playing those first matches all indoor anyway. So we're practicing basically now on basically what we're going to be competing on, which is a good thing.
And I know it doesn't seem like it's that much of a difference to go indoor, outdoor, whatever, but you've been such a good outdoor team through the years, and with some of the indoor matches you struggled a little bit. So, again, this would have to be something that will help a little bit.
Absolutely. That's what we've been, and we're hoping maybe that's going to change a little bit now, where we have a little bit better access and the facility-wise and so forth, and maybe even play a match in there. You know, we could play a probably not men's and women's both, the two courts, but we could play one match if we had to, I think.
What's the biggest difference between playing inside and then going outside?
Well, I think, you know, the sun and wind. There's two good reasons there, where you don't have that when you're playing indoors and so forth. So you're always getting a good bounce, you can see, as you know yourself when you play, and I think you know, once you get used to that, and then you go outside and then you have the elements, it's a whole different game. It's just like the French Open, that play on clay, you know, they play on grass in Wimbledon. It's a whole different deal, and you have different players that play are better at different surfaces.
Well, we've talked to you during the fall about the ITA portion of your season with some of the tournaments you went to, and just had probably as good an ITA season as you've ever had at Northwest.
Well, on the men, that's for sure, and I thought the women did well, too. We're excited to get the season started. It's just going to be a couple weeks, and we're going to be playing Maryville University in an indoor match, and the guys, and then Drury and Indianapolis, which are all great teams. Those are top 10, 15 teams. We always start off wanting to play the best possible teams that we can. But, yeah, it's almost here.
And what were some of the main things that came out of the fall season for you?
Well, we brought in some new players, and you know, we felt like last year was kind of a off year for us, and we're trying to get back to what we've been doing, and we're getting excited. We've got some new, you know, it's all about players and so forth, and the structure. And we lost a lot of players through graduation last year, and that wasn't their fault for the new ones coming in and so forth, but we're excited.
Let's just talk about each team individually here. And first of all, for the women, and just kind of go over what you're looking for out of this women's group this year, and some of the players that will be stepping up and playing well for you.
You know, John, we have got 9 young ladies on our team, which is as big as rosters we've had for 5 or 6 years now. And they're all competitive players, so we're going to give us a lot more depth. You know, you're going to have an injury when you're playing 20 matches in the spring in 2 months' time or whatever, and every team has them and so forth. And I thought maybe we were a little bit thin last year, or that was part of our problem and so forth. But this year now, see, if we have that problem, we got somebody else that we can stick right in, and that'll be the same with the guys, that we have 11 guys. So.
Now, and, talking about the depth, talking with you earlier today, you had some challenge matches, I think, and I imagine that's something that your players don't really look forward to too much, but it's something that kind of provides, gives you a starting point on the type of depth you have on the team.
Well, yes, and it's the new players that have come in, but, you know, we don't know how good they are, and we've got to put them in the real-life situation as far as a challenge match is just like playing a varsity match. So we have to have them play a couple of that. And no, they normally, there's pressure, you know, but hey, there's pressure in a match too when you're playing representing your university and so forth. So it's kind of like on the job training, as we call it.
And who are some of the players you're looking for this year that would be playing well for you?
Well, you know, Franco, he's ranked number three in the country, and Fabian's a freshman. He came in. These two right here, Augustine, he's a sophomore, and Julian, they're going to be playing probably in the middle of the lineup, and they're very important to our team because, you know, we win on depth, and probably if they have a good year, I was just telling them, probably both of our teams are going to have a good year.
Hey, let's just kind of talk about the makeup of your team. It's always an interesting makeup where you have so many players coming from different cultures that really blend together and become a cohesive unit where they're really, I think, as tight a team as you ever come across, just because they all get along so well. And even though they come from some different cultures, they kind of bring in some similarities to trying to bond in a foreign country.
It's interesting. And, you know, if you know us, we've been doing this for years and years and years. This is my 35th year here, and we've had a lot of international players, and they do. They get together, and they depend on each other because they have a lot in common. And we know the whole world plays tennis. It's so the teams we're playing are basically the same, you know, pretty much. That's the way it goes, is you try to get the best possible players on your team to try to win and so forth. But I've always thought it was kind of neat. I've learned a lot about a lot of different countries and so forth, and you know, long after they graduate, we still stay in touch with a lot of them and visit, and they come back and so forth. So it's really a neat deal, you know. And I'm really proud of our teams, and I'm really looking forward to the teams to work with this year. We got a good group on both teams.
And a cost for these teams is something that we see down the line with all the sports teams too. Just on the academic side, players that not only do they do well on the court, but you look at their GPAs, and they're right up there among the best.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you, John. Tennis players are good students. It's nothing that I do differently. I mean, we're blessed to have some really good, fabulous students along with athletes. And year after year, if you look at our academic results, you're going to find men's and women's tennis near the top. You know, year after year.
Well, I know personally, I think tennis players have to be smart, don't they? They go out there and play the game, and I've always found that tennis players are pretty smart.
It's your health, doesn't it? Chess match, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. There you go. As you look at the conference season coming, which will be down the line here a little bit, the preseason rankings have been out, and when you look at the competition around them, I'd believe this year, who are going to be some of the teams to beat?
Well, our league is really good. Okay, so on the men, we're picked third. Southwest Baptist is picked one, and Washburn two. They're both top 15, 20 teams. Very, very strong, and that's going to be, you know, tough matches. On the women's, it's even worse. The two Oklahoma schools, they were in the top eight last year. Northeast Oklahoma and Central Oklahoma, very strong. Then throw in Southwest Baptist, who will be there last year in the league, by the way. You know, they're getting out, they're getting into the Drury's League over there. So it's going to be way different next year and so forth. But, and, you know, throw in Nebraska Kearney and Washburn's women are good. They're, anybody can beat you.
Hey, let's talk about Southwest Baptist leaving them, IAA. I imagine, from one respect, it's kind of opens the door for some teams to maybe be at the top along with Northwest. But from another standpoint, you've enjoyed that competition through the year with SBU.
We have indeed, John. I mean, it's the Bearcats against the Bearcats. And, you know, as far as a rivalry, it's been our biggest rivalry since they came in the league in 1987. So that's over 30 years. And it's gone back and forth. We haven't always won, and for a time there, they were really doing well. But they've got a great coach. Well, he's retired, semi now, Coach Bryant. In fact, he's going to be up for the dedication, and he'll be speaking at that. That's how close we are. So we're going to miss that one a lot. You know, it's not going to be the same, but I guess there's not much we can do about it, and that's just the way it is.
Now, let's talk about one other thing before you let you go, as far as something coming up this spring. You've had those nice outdoor courts now for the season that you can play through, but let's just kind of talk about something else that the Board of Regents approved here a month or two ago with the some more things will be built around those courts, a nice gazebo area, and some lights coming up, which will be nice as well. But renaming of the tennis complex as the Mark Rosewell Tennis Center at the Frank Ruby courts at the Mark Rosewell Tennis Center, that's quite an honor personally for you.
It is indeed, John. It means a whole lot to my family and teams, and you know, it's what I tell the teams that, you know, that thing is there forever, long after I'm gone, you know. So I'm sure it's going to be an emotional day and so forth, and we're hoping just as many people will come back to that we've touched a lot of people in tennis and they've touched us and so forth, and we want that to be a really nice deal. And like you said, with the gazebo and lights coming out there, it's going to be a first-class operation and facility up there for tennis for years to come.
And that event coming up on April 5th, I believe.
That's right. It's a Friday, April 5th, I think 1 o'clock.
And I think that's something, too, with the lights. It's not only going to benefit the Northwest Tennis Program, but I think it's going to benefit the community overall with the ability now on those hot summer days to be able to maybe wait an hour or two at night and play once the sun goes down and enjoy the game of tennis.
Absolutely. And you know as well as I do, when we're out there playing in the summer, there's a lot of people that will come over at 8 or 9 o'clock when it's not 100 degrees out and play, and they'll play into the evening. You know, they've been doing this for many, many years, but they're not going to go out there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why would you? You know, it's too hot. But that's what's going to make it really fan-friendly. And we want the community, the high school uses those courts. We want people playing tennis. That's what it's all about. Now, a lot of these schools we go to, they lock up their courts, and then nobody can use their courts except the teams. Now, come on. You know, I mean, as a physical education person, you know, we want people out there participating and playing, and we know it's a great lifetime sport, and that's what we want.
And I think already with the construction of those courts that we've seen a lot of people take advantage of those new courts in the past year or so, and the lights, which hopefully will be completed maybe by the end of summer, just depending on when they can get the Musco lighting people in to get those constructed, maybe see some of that this summer, but obviously in the next 12-month period that those will be up and running. So
yeah, I think the next physical year is what they're saying, so you know, within the next year it's coming, but I think so. And my players tell me they haven't seen so many people in Maryville playing tennis as they have in the last year, because they see those nice courts. It's like, let's go try them out and come on out and play, you know, any level, doesn't matter.
Yeah, those courts are as nice as any you'll find, I think.
I think they did a fabulous job on that. Andy Peterson got in on that, and then many other people, and we appreciate that immensely. You know, just a great place to play.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us here. And I guess one more thing here. Let's just talk about a little bit. You touched on these two players a little bit, too. But Julie Rydnick, along with Augustine Sternino, coming up to talk with us after the break here. And what they've meant to the program right now at this point in their season.
Well, you're going to see when you talk to them, they're absolutely the nicest kids you ever met. Good students. They try hard. They're workers, both of them. They're in great shape, which is essential for a tennis player and so forth. But like I said, you know, I'm putting a little pressure on them, but as the team goes, it's probably going to be with them, too. So there you go.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, John, thank
you. That's head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell. Welcome back and continue to talk tennis on the KXCV KR&W Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. So we continue to talk tennis. We're joined by Julian Augustine from the Northwest tennis teams. And we'll let you both go over your names and how they're properly pronounced. First of all, Julie.
My name is Julie Rinder-Knesh, and I'm coming from France.
All right, and Augustine?
Okay, my name is Agustin Velasco, and I'm coming from Argentina.
All right, and let's just talk about coming to Northwest Missouri State and making the trip. I guess, Julie, first of all, from France, and what attracted you to Northwest to play tennis here?
I was in another school in America first for 1 year. I decided to transfer, and I never regret it because I liked the school. I wanted to see something different, and I found some lot of positive things here.
How much fun is it this year to be able to go into the Hughes Fieldhouse and get some meaningful tennis played in a facility like that?
We all enjoy a lot the new facility. Like, it's a really good new responsibility for a school and a good involvement, and for every sport in Northwest, it's a really good thing.
And Augustine, just talk a little bit about coming from Argentina and how you ended up here in Maryville.
For me, it was a big change, like coming here to the cold.
And you're getting a lot of it this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. I made the decision because I like the American system of playing your sport and studying at the same time. So that's the big reason. And Mauro Tete, from Argentina, he was a player here, so I met him, and he told me about Northwest, so I am here. It's my first college that I enrolled, so I like it.
It really seems, too, that Coach Rose was able to build a very close-knit group with both the men and women's side, where you guys just seem to get along so well and enjoy being together and playing tennis, and even at times outside of practice times here.
Yeah, the tennis team spend a lot of time together. It could be in the week for practice and in class for school, but also in extra activities outside the school in the weekend for hobbies. And we all get along a lot, and I like the idea that we are all coming from many different countries.
I imagine it's an opportunity to just learn a little bit about some other cultures while you're here then.
Yeah, I really like that part. We are not used to see that many people coming from everywhere, and we get to know different cultures, different habits, and that's really a rich experience in that.
Is that something I've seen that you've enjoyed so far too?
Yeah, the same thing. I think that that's a pretty good thing here. In other words, that the tennis team is men's and women's is together. Like, I saw other colleges that they have like the men's coach and the women's coach, and the teams are completely separate. So I think here we are like a big family, and we go to practice together, we go to eat together, we do everything together. So I think that's a good thing also for the team.
And as for you get ready for the upcoming season here, how much fun are you looking at, or how much fun is it going to be to get the season going here in another couple of weeks?
This season coming is going to be my senior season, my last one, so I look forward to enjoy a lot, to take the most pleasure I can in the courts. A lot of wins and a lot of fun.
What are some things you think that, as far as goals for you this year, what are the main goals that you have this year?
Sorry, can you repeat?
What are the main goals that you have this year, individually and as a team?
I don't give myself so many goals, trying to enjoy the courts and trying to win, and for the team, better than last year, definitely, because it was not a bad result, but we can go better, and having good time and getting souvenirs from the tennis courts.
It sounds like, too, that there's a little bit more competition and depth for the women's team this year, from what Mark was saying.
Yeah, we are into a competition, and I like also to think to not think too much about the competition, but definitely the point is to win and everybody together.
Now, you've been around the program a little bit now. Just any particular stories about Coach Rosewell? It seems like everybody has a good Coach Rosewell story.
Maybe I'm not the best one on that.
I think it's not a story, but every place that we go, he knows someone. So I think that's something from him. So.
Yeah, I think the running story with Mark is that he's running for governor of the state of Missouri, because he's shaking hands with people, and he does know a lot of people around there, no doubt about that.
Yeah, to every place that we go, he knows someone, and he started like talking with him, so like everyone knows Coach Rosewell. And about my goals for the season will be try to win my point on singles and doubles. But the first thing I think is to have fun with the team, and I think we all of us enjoy a lot travel together and playing tennis. That is the sport that we like. So,
as far as academics, just tell us a little bit about what you're studying and what you hope to do after graduation.
My major is finance corporate. I don't know about the future, what I'm going to do, but like from now I just want to play tennis and keep my studies. So.
All right. And Julie, as far as academics, what are you studying and what are you looking to do after graduation?
I'm studying business marketing. For next year, I might go back home to study, but I'm not sure yet about anything. And I will still miss America.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being here on the show, and good luck on your seasons coming up this year.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Enjoyed talking with you again, Julie, and also Augustine from the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams. We'll come back and turn our attention to softball as we'll be back on the KXCB KNW Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by Ryan Anderson, the head coach of the Northwest softball team. And Ryan, a little bit different this year in preparation for the season with the Hughes Fieldhouse, and how much nicer is that to be able to go through and not have to worry about the weather at this point?
It's been very nice, especially with the not nice weather we've had. It's nice to get in there and be able to have a full infield and practice, and be out of the elements, not have to go out on the football turf and practice in snow and freezing rain and do that kind of stuff just to get outside. So it's nice to have this indoor facility.
Oh, and this year in particular, I know some winters you can get outside and do a few things, maybe for a few days here and there, but it's not been the case this year.
It's been a rough year. Now we're looking at more ice and overnight here again, and the snow's gone, but there's still a ton of frost in the ground, so we're still a long way from getting in the dirt. But you know, it's been nice having this indoor just for that reason.
How much further along do you feel you are right now than perhaps what you would normally be at this time of the year?
You know, mostly defensively. We've been able to take a ton of balls and get in scrimmage and do those things. You know, in the past we've gone live, but we couldn't put a defense behind it. We had to do it in the cages inside. So just having the opportunity to have a full defense to every day take a defense if we want to, you know, now we're not pressed for, oh, it's a day over 24 degrees, so we're going to go outside. Now we can do it every day.
And I know talking with Coach Rosewell and also Brandon Masters too, just the space too is important. Just while you've got the other sports doing a few things too, you don't have to worry about what they're doing and try to work around that, or maybe dodge some tennis balls or dodge a baseball flying around as well, so to where you've got the space and maybe just so that the comfort to be able to do these type of things.
Yeah, you'll take the occasional tennis ball or, you know, having a track athlete yell at you for getting in their lane or something, just to be able to get inside and do something. So, you know, when we have the same thing, we have to, you know, tennis balls and softballs flying, and, you know, we'll take it. We have a place to go and have some room.
And talking with Darren Lowe earlier this year, too, he said one nice thing is he can go home at night and still not hear the ping of the bat going through his head over and over and over throughout the evening.
Yeah, that was definitely something that you had to deal with, and even just your eyes adjusting once you get out of there, because it was always dim and not very well lit down there. So it's been a change this year.
Let's just talk about your team as you get ready for the season coming up this weekend, and what you see as some of the strengths of this year's group.
You know, we have a lot of returners that have a lot of experience, which is good for us. We lost five strong kids last year that really helped us a lot, a couple pitchers and some position players, but we return a ton of experience. You know, we have Caitlin Weiss, Sydney Brashear, Carly Allen, Rachel Smith, you know, just a lot of kids that have experience for 3 years. You know, and then we have even just even the new kids coming along, you know, they're playing like upperclassmen. So, you know, we don't have a lot of players that, well, we'll see what happens this year. We just have a lot of those, excuse me, a lot of those players that we've been able to count on for 2 or 3 years. And, you know, even with Jader Moses, Kiana, both of those players have been starting for 3 years. So it's you don't have a lot where you return so many kids that have extensive amount of playing time. And so that's what we're looking going into this season is they know what to expect. We're going down to Arkansas. We're playing teams that have already been outside playing, let alone played in tournaments last weekend. And but they understand that. You know, we still have to go down and play.
I imagine it's pretty nice to be able to go down there, too, and know pretty much what your lineup's going to look like at this point in the season.
Yeah, it's always nice that, you know, you're not kind of questioning, you know, well, we'll see what she looks like here. We'll possibly move around game two. You have a great idea. You know, you have our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6, all are coming back. So, you know, your new kids, if you have them, are down the line, and, you know, they can make the adjustment. They don't have to come in and bang right away. They can let the, you know, top of the order do it, and whatever happens with them helps us.
As you look at this weekend's tournament field, who are going to be some of the teams that you're going to have to look at that's going to be tough?
Arkansas Tech, they're always good. You know, they have great facility where they're at. They draw a lot of great athletes, and that's what they are. They just have a lot of great athletes. I think they're top 15 team right now. They are always tough to play. Arkansas Monticello, this will be their first weekend out. Wichita Baptist, they played in their conference championship last year. They had a good year last year, but I think they started this weekend, started a little bit slow. And then Midwestern State, it's a team that we haven't played for 8 years. And I think they have a second-year coach, so that'll be a new one for us. We haven't seen them.
And when you look at the start of the conference season, of course, heading down south, you're going to get to know Bentonville, Arkansas pretty well the next couple of weeks.
That's all. It's a nice area to go to. The city takes care of us. There's a lot of Walmart money down there, so the fields are in great shape. We actually play at the high school as well, so, you know, there's a chance of moisture coming in this weekend, but the city has actually turfed all those fields, and the high school field's turf now, and it, for our game, for softball, turf is, it's a different game because the field's so small. So that's the, that'll be an adjustment, but at least we know if it's not raining, pouring, we can play.
And as you look down the line, of course, the conference season gets started a little bit later on as well. You've got a tournament in Emporia first and a Missouri Southern. But as you look at the teams you'll be up against in the MIAA this year, who looks to be the teams to beat for you?
You know, Washburn, they won it last year. I think they have everybody back, really. I think they graduated an outfielder and maybe a second baseman. But, you know, their big third baseman hitter was back. Their pitcher's back. Their freshman catcher's back, who had a great year. They're going to be tough. Central Oklahoma, you know, somehow they always pull a D1 transfer out of someplace. And, you know, they got a transfer pitcher from Nebraska, and then they hit, I think they got another D1 hitter from someplace else. So, and they're not average kids. I mean, they're 5'11", 6 foot tall. They're always big kids and very good athletes. So, you know, those two right off the top are going to be tough. You know, Central Missouri will be tough. Northeastern, they always have big kids as well that can swing the bat. So, you know, it's one of those that, you know, if we don't show up, you're going to get beat. And so, you know, that's what makes this conference fun. It's very competitive, and you'll lose if you don't get there.
The Southern teams in the conference have a little bit of advantage. The weather is a little bit nicer for them to probably to try to recruit some kids coming into the program as well. But as we talked about the youth field house, is that kind of a get you a little more on equal footing to be able to recruit now when you have that to recruit to?
Oh, you hope so. I mean, now the players, the cold mentally does not affect them as much. They know we have some place to go in and practice, and they can see that, and you know, they're kind of in awe when they walk in because it is a big facility. So they see that, you know, they see that we can take a full infield, full defense, and we can scrimmage in there. So you know, you hope you don't bring them in on a -4-degree day. You know, yeah. It might be cold, but at least they can see there's a place to practice, and you know, the weather stays out of it a little bit.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here tonight, and good luck this weekend as you get your season underway.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, and that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State softball team with us, Ryan Anderson. We'll be back and wrap up this evening's program right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya, one block east of 1st and Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up from this edition of the program. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball teams are back in action as they're on the road to St. Charles. They'll face Lindenwood at the women's game to tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And again, the Bearcat men going in as the number one ranked team in the nation and the only undefeated team in all classes of NCAA basketball going into the action tomorrow night. So it should be a good matchup there. And then they'll have a day off and head down to Jefferson City from St. Charles as they will face on Lincoln on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 and 3:30 tip-off times there. Those broadcasts, too, beginning at 1:10 with our pregame. Thanks to everyone involved with the program here at Carson Sports Grill. Behind the scenes, Jenny James and also Kramer Sansone helping to make things happen. Matt Trenton on assignment elsewhere tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.